This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Eric Williams was sentenced to death today. Williams was convicted of killing Cynthia McClelland, the wife of the Kaufman County DA, last year. So what's next for Williams, who's also charged with killing DA Mike McClelland and his top assistant? Prosecutors called the crime calculated and cold-blooded, and the jury's sentence is the harshest the law permits. Jurors spent about 3 hours between the end of Tuesday and Wednesday morning before deciding on execution. Former Dallas assistant DA Barry Sorrells watched the case in the courtroom and online. He wasn't surprised by the sentence.
Eric Williams is a true serial killer, sadistic psychopath. He is one of the most dangerous sadistic killers that I've seen in the time that I've been practicing law.
Sorrells didn't base his assessment on just the deaths in this case. There were other incidents mentioned in the trial, like a threat against a woman he used to date. He later saw her at a conference.
He told her that he had a gun and he showed it to her. He invited her to go to dinner. She refused. And he said, well, if you walk away, you know, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to kill you.
Judge Michael Snipes said from the bench that Williams would have killed two other victims if he had the chance. Snipes compared Williams to some of this country's most infamous serial killers.
I put you right there with Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Richard Speck.
The outcome of this case puts an exclamation mark on incoming Dallas DA Susan Hawk's decision to make Bill Wirsky her first assistant. Wirsky was a prosecutor in the Williams trial.
The fact that he was appointed to be special prosecutor on that case does not surprise me because of his skill. I mean, he understands what his job is to seek justice. He would not have participated in seeking the death penalty against an individual unless he believed that individual was worthy of that type of sentence.
Attorney Sorrells says Williams' execution by lethal injection will be years away because of automatic appeals in death penalty cases. Williams' estranged wife, Kim, who testified against her husband, also stands accused of these murders. That case hasn't been scheduled. It's also unclear if Eric Williams will be tried in the murders of Kaufman DA McClelland or Assistant DA Hassey. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.